So friends, now we understood the export, which the manner in which it is required to be made, various formalities required to be completed, and in addition to that, once you export the goods or once you sell the good into the market or during the procurement of the goods or during processing of the goods, agricultural produce goods, it carries a lot of risk, and that risk we are going to discuss now, and how to identify the risk, how to manage the risk, how to mitigate the risk in agri-finance. That we are going to discuss in this chapter, that is chapter 8. We have taken for our discussion some of the points which give you the broad outline, little bit in depth also, the types of agricultural credits, agriculture credit systems in India, then principal risk and the management of the strategies for the farmer, risk mitigation strategy, issue and the need of insurance so as to mitigate the risk, as well as the credit risk management in agriculture finance. Finally, the risk mitigation, and after understanding everything or the risk mitigation and risk, what is needed right now for us to do? Okay, that we are going to discuss now. So, in any business, there is a risk, and risk is also associated with the agriculture credit. And that is a universal problem. That is not only pertaining to India or Maharashtra or any other states. And it is not, and there is no specific of any single country. Okay. So, as compared to the industry and the service sectors, agriculture usually considered as a weaker section. Because wide open, there is no written risk policy. Okay. That is why it is wide open. And it is weaker. So degree and the extent of the credit risk in agriculture is very or different according to the level of economic deployment of the nation and the state and the structure of agrarian economy within the overall economy. So nature of commodities which are produced in the agriculture, again, it will have a different factors to impact its production. So, various risks will be evolved or identified while producing the right from leveling the field till it is exported or it is sold and get it realized. Various types of risks are involved in this. There are three types of requirements of the loan in the farming conformity. Okay. And particularly we are seeing here is a credit risk. Okay. From the banker's perspective, from the institution's perspective. So out of these three, first would be when the loan is granted, types of loan we are seeing into and risk associated with. When there is a pure consumption loan is granted, farmers can borrow the money for non-asset creation purpose, and such as marriage, social gathering obligations, or maybe some other purposes which are of consumption type. This is typical most developing economy. This has happened, including in India also. Second is the farmer need a loan to meet its requirement of current production, such as purchase of seeds, chemical inputs, and other running expenses. This may also called as a production loan. First one we have seen, consumption loan. The second type is a production loan. And the third type is where there is need of the capital formation and the farmers may need a loan for the purpose such as purpose of capital assets like tractor, harvesters, threshers, machines, etc. And this may be called as asset building loan. So these are the three types of agricultural loan generally granted by the financial institutions and the banks. Structure of agricultural credit depending upon the objectives. And the type of agricultural credit here I mentioned is a consumption credit, production credit, and a credit for the assets building. Consumption credit has high risk. Okay. And if the consumption is not related to the production in any way, and the loan for this purpose is generally unproductive purpose. Risk of default are exceptionally high in case of consumption loan. And the risk is all the more high when the farmers do not have enough capacity to save the income. Usually, the demand for the consumption credit is high in the families with low or nil savings. Demand is high for the consumption loan. As far as the production loan is concerned, the farmer's ability to repay such kind of loan depends upon various factors, such as cost of loan, yield, cost of production, net revenue per hectare. And the cost of production in agricultural products, in the agricultural operation, is broadly put as cost of production equal to rent on land plus input cost plus manpower cost plus interest cost. If there is an excessive demand for the self-consumption, the quality sold reduces. Okay. This point assumes the importance in overall understanding of the issue of agricultural credit risk. Farmers' ability to repay the loan depends on the size of the cash income that accrues to him, and the farmer with the self-consumption needs will have a less cash income, which it may be defined as net cash income is equal to price into the quantity which is sold in the market is equal to the cost of production. If the farmer do not have the enough quantity to sell the produce into the market, that is, if and they are suffering from the poor level of commercialization, they will have a limited ability to repay the loan. It is a universal fact. So two other facts. One is yield factor, and second one, in yield factor, what happens? Higher the yield, higher should be the size, or sellable or marketable surplus, and higher the cash income. Whereas, in second important factor is the cost of production and the farm gate price of the product. In this farm gate product price, a farm gate product price, the farmer's ability to repay the loan, its commitment depends upon the movement of these factors. Whereas, in the absence of the effective governmental intervention, any of the factors that can be seriously altered the farmer's ability to repay the loan. Okay? Risk of default in the loan repayment is relatively less in case of the loans for the assets creation. Why? Because such loans are usually syndicated loan and are supported to improve the productivity and enhance the efficiency. Its ability to repay is not depending entirely on the productivity. It depends to generate on generation of adequate income. Okay. Farmer may come across several problems which he has a little control over it. What is a monsoon? Monsoon condition, nothing is in hand. Market conditions, nothing is in hand. So similar type of difficulties he may express. Also, some of the asset class distribution of the farmers that have much to do with the agricultural credit risk is also another problem. Therefore, we have to see what is the agricultural credit system in India so that we can at least draw a map to understand in which form what type of credit risk will be there. Tier 1, with the establishment of the NABARD credit system, agricultural credit system, Reserve Bank funds to the NABARD and NABARD funds to the Commercial Bank and the Regional Rural Bank, RRBs. This is in first place how the credit flow is made available to the farmer. Tier 2, rural cooperative credit institutions. Apex is the state cooperative bank. It gives the long-term credit or short-term credit. Long-term credit consists of the state cooperative banks, district cooperative banks, primary agricultural credit society. Whereas the short-term consists of state cooperative agricultural and the rural development banks, RRBs, or primary cooperative agri and the rural development banks. In tier 2, how the credit is distributed, and in tier 1, we have discussed how the credit is flowing into the market. Okay, for better understanding, the high yielding variety of the seeds, fertilizers, irrigation technology, these are definitely helping to boost the food grain production. And the after the establishment of the NABARD, because NABARD is acting as providing the credit to the credit granting institutions. Technology impact has also changed throughout the country, but more vigorously in few states and for the few crops. Under commercialization, the agriculture crops like cotton, sugarcane, then jute, tobacco, these are the commercial crops. And these have accelerated in last two decades its production. The area under the food grain crops is being substituted by the non-food grain cash crops. Okay, this is the sea change. The proportionate area which is allocated to the food grain have been replaced by the cash crops, and this has a very great implication for the crop insurance. No doubt farmers try to maximize the expected net income, and at the same time they are trying to minimize their dependence on the market for the staple foods. However, they choose a mix of the staple food crops and the cash crops. Staple food crops, mainly cereals, also provide the fodder for the livestock, and which is an indispensable assets with them. Now, having understood the source of this finance and distribution of the credit and how it is utilized and the impact of it after making available the credit to the farmers, we have come to understand the level of principal risk and the management strategy for the farmers. Agriculture phases are exposed to controllable and uncontrollable risk. Now, which is the controllable risk and which is uncontrollable risk? The controllable risks are some of the pests, diseases to the crops, weeds, seed, and the faulty fertilizers and the pesticides. Whereas the uncomfortable or uncontrollable risk consists of deficit or excess of the rainfall, maybe distribution of the rainfall, though rainfall is there, then extreme temperature condition, hailstorm, wind speeds, humidity, falling of the fog. These are some of the areas where there is nothing in hands of the farmer. Technology, effective monitoring, and the usage of input mitigants are controllable risks. The challenge is the risk mitigation for uncontrollable risk. Now, let us understand the agri-credit risk. Different types of risk are there. First, we have to concentrate on the agri-credit risk. Okay? So, agriculture risk, which I said, is associated with the negative outcome that may be from the imperfectly productible or biological, climatic, and the price variables. There are various variables which includes the natural adversities, for example, the pest and diseases, and the climate factor, which is not within the control of the farmer. So, the risk in agriculture consists of the farm household risk, which is divided into agriculture risk, non-agricultural risk, and this agriculture risk is further divided into production risk, price risk, and output risk. Let us understand this risk one by one. Types of risk. One, production risk, price market risk, financial and credit risk, institutional risk, as well as human or the personal risk, legal and the policy risk, resources risk, health risk, assets risk, technology risk. Now, these are several risks are associated with the agriculture or farming. Let us try to understand one by one how it can be mitigated, how it can be understood by us, and what measures we can take. First one is a production risk. Like most other enterprises, farmers are not able to predict with certain type of risk which amount of output that the production process will yield due to the external factors such as weather, pest, and diseases. This is unpredictable. Okay. So the farmer can also have the adverse event during the harvesting or threshing that may result into the production risk losses. Price market risk, input and output price volatility is important for any product in the market, and same is applicable to the agriculture also. So the price of agricultural commodities are extremely volatile. Output price, this originates from both the endogenous and exogenous market shocks. Okay, like stock market, they are getting the shocks every now and then. Similarly, endogenous as well as exogenous shocks can be affecting to the market price of the farm products. In local market, price risk is sometimes mitigated by the natural hedge covering forward, effect in which increases or decreases the annual production, which tend to decrease or increase the output price. In integrated market, the reduction in the price is generally not correlated with the local supply condition, and therefore price shocks may affect the producer in more significant way. Another kind of market risk arises in the process of delivering the production to the marketplace. Okay. The lack of infrastructure, road, or maybe some other kind of infrastructure, well-developed market, that may make the significant source of the risk. Okay. Coming down to another type of risk, that is financial and a credit risk. The activities for which the loan is taken or finance is taken. It means the business finance, their activity is a major concern for many economic enterprises. Agriculture is also on its own prescription. It has got the financial and credit risk also as a peculiarity. Many agricultural production cycles stretch over the long period of time, and the farmers must anticipate the expenses that they will only be able to recuperate once the product is marketed. This leads to the potential cash flow, and this problem is exacerbated by the lack of access to the insurance services, credit, and high cost of the borrowing. All these problems can be classified as the financial risk. Fourth type of risk is institutional risk. Important source of uncertainty for the farmers is the institutional risk, which is generated unexpectedly. Changes in the regulation that influences the farmer's activity, change in regulation, financial services, level of price of the income support and the payment, subsidiaries, cut subsidiaries or additional subsidiaries, significantly alter the profitability of the farming activities. This is particularly true when import or export regime for the dedicated support scheme, but it is also important in case of sanitary and phytosanitary regulations that can restrict the activity of the production and impose the cost of products. Fifth type of risk is a technology risk. This risk is mostly affecting to the entrepreneurs that we are seeing. However, farmers are also responsible for the consequences of their activities. Adoption of the new techniques in modernizing the agriculture, such as introduction of the generally modified crops, which causes the increase in producer liability risk. Okay, so that kind of risk is also there for the farmer. Human personal risk. Agriculture households, like any other economic entrepreneurs, are also exposed to the personal risk, which affects the life of the well-being of the people who are working on the farm, and as also the asset risk from the floods, cyclones, and droughts, and the possible damage or theft of the production equipment and any other farming assets is considered as a human personal risk. Next one is a legal and policy risk. Legal and policy risk arises due to change in the government policies related to the agriculture, failure to comply with the contractual obligation, etc. Resource risk is more important. This resource risk, this includes uncertain supply of non-availability of the labor, particularly skilled labor I am referring to. Credit and the irrigation water, okay, are also timely supply of the desired seeds, fertilizers, and also the plant protection chemicals. These are covered under the resources risk. Supply of superior quality of the seeds and plant protection chemicals poses a great risk to the producers also. failure of the crop due to the substandard seeds or the spurious plant protection chemicals which are used by farmer causes drain of resources of the farmers. Therefore, it inflicts the considerable damage on the psychic nature of the farmer, sometimes leading to the suicide by the farmer. Ninth type of risk is a health risk. The health risk arises due to the sickness or injury of the farmer. Low labor productivity due to the poor labor management, family disputes, accidental deaths, these are affecting and covered under the health risk. Now coming down to the asset risk. Loan which is taken for the creation of the assets, there also it carries the risk. Assets are created, assets are purchased. Okay. The trade-off is the most acute for the small farmers because their opportunity for the ex post management of the risk through the credit are limited. When all the measures fails, farmers have no option but to sell that asset, principal livestock also, or maybe migrate out of the regions for the better work opportunities. This is the asset risk. Now, having understood the different types of the risk which are associated with the agriculture and the credit finance to the agriculture, we now have to think about the mitigation of the risk. What strategy one should adopt for what type of the risk? Okay, let us understand that risk mitigating strategies. For that purpose, and in order to cope up with the various risks, farmers and the rural societies have developed a number of risk management strategies. Okay, there can be grouped as risk reducing and risk coping strategies. Okay, risk reducing strategy which is adopted by the farmers includes the crop diversification. If this crop is not coming, another crop they can diversify. This year they have sustained the loss, next year that type of crop they will not sow. Okay, so crop diversification, then intercropping, in between crop there will be another crop, or maybe mixed cropping. Not only one type of crop will be cultivated in the field, there will be one plus one or two depending upon how the crop is grown. Okay, then cultivation of the drought or the food resistant crop where there is a minimum requirement of the water. This type of cropping pattern also they can avail. So this is one of the mitigation. Diversification activity which is engaging no farm or off farm activities, getting into the contractual arrangements such as sharecropping, labor hiring, these are also forming the part of the ex-ante risk mitigating strategy. Let us understand these strategies which we have discussed about little bit more details. First, we will take into consideration for our discussion the crop diversification. Crop diversification is the most common and the effective risk management strategy that is employed by the farmers. The farmer spreads risk across the multiple crops, and even if one crop fails, it is compensated by another crop. So there is a diversification. So crop diversification leads to the spreading of the limited resources across the crop, and the price paid for the diversification is the income which is forgone or sacrificed by not growing that most remunerative crop. That is the strategy they are adopting. The same argument holds true in case of intercropping also. So intercropping and crop diversification are almost same risk mitigant. Now intercropping. Intercropping lowers the yield of the risk because lower incident of insect and the pest damages the crop as well as the diseases. Okay, so intercropping, in between cropping, has a greater potential for the yield compensation. This provides an opportunity to farmer to grow a short duration crop along with the long duration crop, thus minimizing the competition for the soil nutrient and maximizing the use of the soil moisture, sunlight, etc. Even though intercropping is not found effective in reducing production risk, as shown by the positive covariance between the yield and the intercrop, it certainly helps the farmers in avoiding the complete crop failure. That is why it is intercropping is also getting the momentum. Now, tenancy and the sharecropping. Tenancy and the sharecropping helps to minimize the risk in the production. Okay. Sharecropping is more beneficially, particularly when tenant is small farmer and he is averse to take the risk, as the tenant has to share a fraction of its product or output to the landowner also, and he has insulated against the fluctuation in output. On the contrary, ease of fixed tenancy shift, the entire risk of the production is on the tenant farmer. Risk reducing strategy stabilizes the farm income, but at the same time, the farmer has to forego the income from other alternate activities which would have fetched the higher income. Similarly, diversification is usually a less profitable on average than the crop specialization. Risk coping strategy. The families of the farmer adapt different strategies to adjust the shortfall in the income. That is universal truth. So, ex post measures which are taken to mitigate the impact of the economy losses, including the self-insurance, sale of assets, stored produces, and the receipt of the transfer from relatives, borrowers for consumption, increase the labor participation, and even mitigation for the better employment opportunities. This is the risk coping strategy. Thank you very much.